Just remember me?
I remember.
You're getting better, huh?
Yeah, yeah, you are. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Next case, please.
Our next public hearing this evening is case number 12,299. Robert Murray Jr. seeks a variance from the front yard setback requirements for an existing structure. Sections 115.25 and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Catmans Road, approximately 0.45 miles southwest of DuPont Boulevard, that's Route 113. The 911 address is 28900 Catmans Road, Frankfurt. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential. And the tax parcel ID is District 433, Map 11, Parcel 4.11. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 7.2-foot variance from the required 40-foot front yard setback for an existing garage. Staff would note that we received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Robert Murray Jr., 28900 Catmans Road, Frankfurt, Delaware, 19945.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, members. Thank you for the opportunity to come before you this evening and seek the variance. This started with a pole barn build last summer. Our uniqueness of the property, I think looking at the survey that you have in front of you, our side yard is set on an angle. The front, there is a curve that runs around actually in front of my parents' house, which would be the house to the east. And that uniqueness of that property limits where we're able to construct a pole barn. That is on the screen is not actually accurate with where the property line is.
No, it's okay. It typically isn't.
Very good, because I'm thinking, wow, I own part of my parents' pool.
No.
And pool house.
Do they think that? That's the question.
I'm sorry?
Do they think that? That's the question.
As my mom would say, it's going to be mine someday.
Oh, okay.
So that's what my grandmother always told them. Somehow it's passed down. So the uniqueness of the property, I think, is what led to part of our issue. We can only go so far on the setback to the side. We attempted to keep it as close there, and in all reality, we thought we were closer to 17 feet and not 15 feet 7 inches, I believe is what's on the side setback. There's no other place on the property to place a pole barn. The rear lot is consumed by the sewer and our peat moss system there. The angle that was given to us there on the side setback was done with anticipation of some point in our lifetime being able to put a pole barn there. The house was originally constructed in 2007, 2008, and we've been this long being able to get a pole barn. The builder, Pole Barns Unlimited, Gary and I met a couple times. We had some cones kind of laid out so that we could get a visual on where it would be at and have my daughter attempt to swing into what would be her parking spot and ensure that we didn't wipe out the cones. His main concern was the side setback, and that was addressed multiple times in meeting with him. He had a lot of concern on how close we were to the side. At no point was there discussion on the front yard setback. I was kind of led to believe that we were fine in that regard. We measured the side multiple times and even measured the side once the poles were set and that inspection was done. The characteristic of the neighborhood, there's 12 houses on the entire road. It's about a 1 mile road. It's a dead end road. Many of the homes have, they're all single family homes, and many of them have pole barns either in the side yard or the rear yard. The construction or the pole barn in its current location doesn't, at least in my opinion, cause a hazard. There's shrubbery and bushes that are much closer to the curb, so it doesn't hinder any visibility coming around or exiting our driveway. Everything across from our house is open farmland that's currently farmed. And our nearest neighbors, besides my parents going east, is about 100 yards on the opposite side of the road and about 300 yards heading west, again, on the opposite side of the road. The minimum variance that we would be seeking is, surprisingly to us, when the building inspector came out to do the final inspection, the rear corner of the pole barn is 7'4" short. The actual front corner closest to the driveway was within the 40 feet, but our belief is that curb, as it curves around the corner, the builder and I both failed to take that into consideration. And that's what led to us being 7'4" short on that rear corner facing the road.
Would you show us on the map where the pole barn's located?
So the pole barn sits right in this area. We went right off of our existing garage to have that as the rear setback, and then that also allowed us to get as close to the actual property line, which is closer to here, and allowed it to sit there. And then it sits here so that, again, as we can pull in, we have access to it here. We weren't able to go back any further because of that setback. And again, back here was our sewer, and anything in the front of the house, besides being aesthetically unpleasing, it wouldn't fit with the existing setbacks either.
I think given the fact that your front corner is within the setback requirement, it's reasonable to understand how the mistake was made. Other questions from members of the board?
Questions?
Is your builder with you tonight?
Gary from Pole Barns Unlimited. I reached out to him back in April. I sent him an email explaining the situation. He agreed to be here tonight in case there were questions.
Okay. Good. Can we have him sworn in and tell us what happened, please?
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Gary Sensenig, 19 Westover Drive, Dover, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for coming. So is this testimony the way it happened, and did you get the permit, or did he?
I got the permit.
Okay. And you conveyed to him?
Yeah, so I told him I didn't have a problem getting the permit. I work here in Georgetown. It was a much easier trip for me to get it than it was for him from Dover. After I got the permit, I scanned everything in, emailed it up to him so that he would have access, or at least have that information.
So what happened? You didn't second-guess the curb, or?
No, when Ravi contacted me and mentioned that it was too close to the property line, I was in disbelief. Never took it into consideration that the corner could actually be too close to the property line. My perspective was always from measure straight out from the building out to the road, and if you're within your setback, then you're clear.
Okay. Don't be eluded by the fact that the road might be your property line, because typically it's not.
Okay.
Typically, the property line is off of the road, off of the paved portion of the road. There's usually more easement or right-of-way on a road. So just to forewarn you for the future, mm-hmm. that you'll know, typically the property line is further back.
Okay.
And we've had folks from Pennsylvania typically, or other places that up there, they measure from the middle of the road or whatever. But it's typically not the edge of the road or edge of pavement. In fact, Mr. Sharp a lot of times will ask, how far is your property line from edge of pavement? Because that gives the illusion that there is more space.
Okay. Is there a certain distance off the road, or does it vary per property?
Yep. Depends on each individual property.
Okay.
Yep. So it's always best to ask the property owner, where's your survey?
Sure.
When in doubt.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We appreciate you being here, because we know okay. That's not an easy pill to swallow. So, any other questions from members of the board? Okay, Mr. Sharp.
Yes, the one question is, how far from the edge of pavement is the front property line? Do you know?
From the edge of the pavement, we are in excess of 40 feet. It's closer
to
like...
He's asking your property line to the edge of pavement.
The property line to the edge of pavement, I'd have to do some math here. I know We are at about 43 to 44 feet.
From your house.
I guess here's a better question.
So we're just over the ditch.
The corner of that building that's encroaching is 32.8 feet from the front property line.
Right.
Do you know how far that corner is from the edge of the road?
So I think it's closer to 46, 47 feet, 40, because I got about a 10 or 12 foot right away there, because we go completely over the ditch that's in the front, and it's on the pole barn side of the ditch.
Okay.
So I'd be guessing, but I'm thinking in the 10 to 12 foot range.
So those lines could be close to accurate on the front.
I would say those lines are accurate on the front. It's mm-hmm. the side,
right.
The side yard line that's
yep.
It's not accurate.
All right. No other questions, then I'll ask, is there anyone here in favor of this application? If not, is there anyone here in opposition to the application? And hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we grant $12,299, a 7.2 variance from the 40 feet front yard setback as required. I think for the size of the lot and the, I think they tried to find the property line and to make it right, but with that curve, it's kind of hard without having a survey, and we don't, as a county, don't require a survey before a build, so I think it's right. just something that happened.
Right.
So I make a motion that we approve it, and I feel that they have met all the criteria for granting a variance.
Is there a second?
I second.
There's a second. So by roll call vote, Mr. Workman.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Calloway.
Aye for the reasons that have been stated.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
And Ms. McGee.
Aye for my reasons. And I want to thank you for coming with Mr. Murray tonight. A lot of times we don't see the builders
yep.
when there's a mistake.
We understand how difficult it is. And I, too, for the reasons that have been stated, so by a vote of 5-0, your case is approved.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
It was knowledgeable for me. I